Hello, everybody. Welcome to Let's Play Manamon Part 15, and today we are just going to do some exploring. Maybe we'll advance the storyline a little bit. We're kind of in one of those situations where there's not really any indication on where to go. There are a lot of points in this game, and I've said this like 50 times already, but there are points where you're just like, okay, what do I do now? And that's a little concerning to me. But if I remember correctly from my previous playthrough, we need to stay in Breitenberg for a bit before we move into the next area. And I could be wrong, but that's okay. My party hasn't changed. I mean, we've all gained a few levels. There's still some balance issue, but it's not terrible. There will be a few points where I will have to grind, but right now we can do a lot of progression through the story itself. Okay. I'm standing by the Manamon Hotel in Breitenberg West, so we're gonna go down here. Run into that door. Where's the thing? I don't know where the... Oh.
Breitenberg Central.
Okay. If I remember my playthrough right, we need to go down here. Have we gone in here?
YGC shop.
Oh yeah, we have. Okay.
Breitenberg South.
That's that place. I forgot we visited that place way, 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 way long time ago. Is this that guy?
What else could you possibly want from me, stupid cop kid?
Oh yeah.
Item detector.
Nope, nothing here. In the
Breitenberg South.
From the item detector that I see. So let's see. This music kind of reminds me of one of those like shows or like one of those montages. Do I go over here? Where the fuck am I supposed to... I don't know where I'm supposed to... Oh. Yeah.
Oh, hey. The name's Unsure. Not the... You know. The Yuckies. I work with...
Black.
If you ever need some... I'm here for... Hey,
can I get around him?
You
I don't know.
No. I work with Wicca.
Where am I supposed to... Where am I supposed to go? We live this...
Breitenberg Central.
Do I go over here? I don't know.
Edgekonite. Hey. The...
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I don't...
Breitenberg North.
Bye.
Hey, it's that girl from the pub, Sangora.
Here we go.
Hey, Sangora. I shouted. She didn't hear me, but she tripped and her face turned red as she exerted the energy to keep herself from falling.
Oops.
She continued tottering along, stumbling over the slightest fault in the pavement.
Whoops.
I ran up beside her. Hey, Sangora. I said. She turned and nearly tripped over a small rock.
Okay, how small of a rock? I mean, I've tripped over several rocks in my time, obviously, because, you know... sorry, I just need to... I'm getting a little breath noise from the pop filter here, and I can fix that. Anyway, I have fallen slash tripped on several rocks in my day. But how small of a rock are we talking here?
Oh, hi, she said. Sorry, what's your name again? I'm Mariah, I said. Oh, yeah, from the pub, she said. Yeah, I agreed. I am. Where are you heading off to in such a hurry? I told you, life doesn't stop just because you've got a concussion. She said, her words interspersed with heavy breaths. Look, you really should get home. I said worried. Let me help you back home. I reached for her arm, but she feebly pushed me away. No,
honey, go home, please, Lord.
She said. I'd like to be Al. Alone now, if that's fine with you. When she paused, she teetered on her legs alarmingly.
Wouldn't that be on her feet? She teetered on her feet and on her legs?
You're not at all well. I implored. Just go home, take a little nap, then you can do whatever needs doing. Mariah, I'm sorry, but that's not your decision. She said, not unkindly, but rather desperately. Look, just let me come with you then. I said pleadingly. I'm sorry, Mariah, but I'd rather be by myself.
Okay, well, I understand my characters need to help. And, like, okay, obviously there's a reason. I'm trying not to spoil. But, like, there is a reason. But seriously, like, two things. If someone says they need to be alone, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to indulge them. But also, like, if you know you need help, don't be afraid to ask. Yeah, I need to take my own advice, but yeah, no, for real.
Sangora, I shouted as she started to topple toward the ground. Her hands did not reach out to catch herself. She was completely dead to the world, and white as a ghost. I lunged to catch her before her head cracked into the unforgiving concrete. The jolt of my body coming into contact with her falling body nearly caused us to both collapse, but I just managed to keep us both from falling. Sangora, are you all right? I asked, panicked. Do I need to call the emergency services? She stretched. No, Mariah, I'm fine. She said.
So just randomly falling down is fine? Mm-hmm.
I'm just finding it a little difficult to get around, that's all. Like hell you are. I said, amazed. If I hadn't been here, who knows what would have happened if your head had smashed into the ground like that. It wouldn't have been pretty. Look, I'm taking you home. Either that, or I'll call the police. You're going to hurt yourself if you keep on like this. I'm fine, Mariah. The girl said, her voice cracking in a titanic effort to hold back tears. Come on, Sangora, where do you live? I coaxed gently. Fine. She relented. It's in the eastern section of Brittenburg. You'll come to a house. There's two trees on either side of it, and a fountain in the grass to the right of it. Come on then, let's go.
Okay, so before we go to this chick's house, there's a stop I want to make to check something. I got told, hey, we can finally get in. Alright, so there's a church. Wait.
Tangerian Embassy.
Ah, yeah, okay. That's important, but we don't need to go. We don't need to go in there yet. I want to go find the church because
this is the house, right, Sangora?
Okay, well, we'll go in here anyway. Oi, whatever.
There you
I didn't
are, Sangora.
Want to
a familiar
do this
woman
yet,
said relieved. I was worried sick. You really should tell me before you go off on your own.
Thanks, game.
Mariah? She asked, surprised, only just seeing me framed in the doorway. I suddenly remembered who the woman was. Hey, Marcilla. I said to the woman who had given me my pocket copter when I had first arrived in Brittenburg. I proceeded to tell Marcilla how I had run into Sangora. Oh, my poor dear. Marcilla said, swooping down to check Sangora's heartbeat. Get off me. She protested. Mariah is making it out to be much worse than it was.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you have me and Mariah very scared. Hey, Sangora. I asked. She looked at me. Yeah? She asked. How did you come to be staying at Mercilla's place? I asked. Well, my mother died in a car accident when I was 16. She explained.
Okay, so I like this plot line. I like this story. But God, why is everything so depressing? Like, do the Pokemon games do this with, like, really sadly depressing plot lines? Like, I'm not trying to be an ass, and, like, this, like, overall, this is a really, it's sad. It's a sad little, I guess, not necessarily subplot within the plot of everything else, but, like, damn. Okay, anyway, moving on.
That was about 6 years ago.
Okay, so, you're 22, but my character keeps calling you a girl. I would classify you as a woman, honestly. Like, there's got to be at some point in the age range where you stop being a girl and you start being a woman. Just like, you know, a boy turns into a man. And I guess that's, like, figurative, because, I mean, I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you think about that.
Shortly thereafter, my father became a heavy alcoholic and began to show signs of physical aggression.
Feels.
He killed a man in a bar fight and was sentenced to 20 years imprisonment.
Wouldn't murder get you life?
He died at the age of 51 2 years ago. So I've been living with my grandmother since I was about 16. When I, got this concussion, she had to help me out more of often than she had had to before.
Like...
Well, unfortunately, a few months ago, her own health problems made it impossible for her to continue living by herself.
Well, that sucks.
She was moved permanently to a home. So, that's where Mercilla comes in. Mercilla was visiting her grandmother, who stayed in the same retirement home as mine. I met her in the hallway, said hello, and then, had one of my fits.
So you say it's a concussion, but then you say it's one of your fits. Fits and concussions don't necessarily... Okay.
Like the one you saw a few minutes ago.
Actually, okay, I'm not a medical... I don't have a medical degree, nor am I licensed to give any sort of medical opinion, but does that happen when you have a concussion? I don't think so.
When I woke up, I was in the Brittenburg Hospital, with Mercilla sitting in a rocking chair, nervously watching me sleep. When I had recovered somewhat, she offered to let me stay at her place while I finished recovering from my concussion. Wow, I said, shocked at the life this poor girl had been through.
She's a woman!
I was frightened by the idea which was starting to form in my mind that, perhaps, Sangora wasn't as well off as she would have me believe. It's my professional opinion that you need to sit down, Mercilla said gently. All right, she said, and we helped her to her room. There you go, just sit down on the bed, Mercilla said sweetly. What I'm still worried about is what the hell was so important that you put your life in danger to that extent. I said, trying to get her to address this issue. How many times do I have to tell you? A slightly annoyed Sangora replied. Life doesn't stop because you've got a small problem. I have to work to pay Ms. Mercilla for food, lodgings, and the large amount of time she spends helping me. Sangora, no, Sangora. Mercilla protested.
Wait, did that... I think that's a bug? Or like a typo?
You don't owe me a single piece of gold. But, Sangora said, but was interrupted. Look, I'm receiving a lot of money from the Brittenburg Hospital to pay for all those things.
Okay, maybe that's not a bug, but I would word that in a way that makes... Because, like, what's happening in this script sometimes is there are character names so that you know who's talking, but then there's not. So that looked like Sangora said no. It looked like she said no to herself before you knew that it was Marcilla or Marcilla or whatever her name is. Maybe have that worded differently. I mean, I don't mean to pick apart script. It's just things I hear, and I will try not to do it so much. But if I hear something like that, I'm going to point it out.
Sangora seemed somewhat placated. Oh, she said softly. I didn't realize. I knew that Marcilla must be lying to Sangora.
While I agree with that, like, you know, okay, that's obviously a lie. Assuming makes an ass out of you and me, so that's...
That's just not how things work in Kyre.
Well, okay.
Well, as far as I knew, that's not how things work anywhere. I thought, though, Sangora would be much safer because of this fib. I did worry about Marcilla a bit.
I have my own worries on that, TBH.
She was obviously going far beyond the realm of decency to that of sainthood.
Okay. I'm gonna get on my tiny little soapbox. Just because you open your home to somebody who obviously needs the help doesn't make you a saint. You're not a saint, you're just a damn good person. And more often than not, this is gonna be one of those videos. But like, seriously, people with disabilities get this all the time. Oh, you're such a saint for helping her out, or blah, blah, blah. No. Okay.
But would she be able to pay her own bills? I decided it probably was none of my business, and pushed it to the back of my mind. Listen, Sangora, I said. You should rest now. Marcilla will take very good care of you. I'll be back soon to check on you myself. Wait, she said. Before you go, please do me a favor. What is it, Sangora? Please have a Manaman bat. Manaman battle with me, please, she begged.
Okay, cheat.
I'll battle you when you're feeling better, okay? I told her. You're not well enough to battle me. Please rest. Look, she said desperately. If you don't battle me, I'll just go back out again. Fine, if that's what it takes to keep you here, I said. Let's do it. Manaman Tamer Sangora has challenged you to a battle. Sangora sent out an Angelish.
Seen this.
Angelish.
Go, Clubble. Faux Angelish used Holy Light. Faux Angelish has dealt 15 damage to Clubble. Assault Tap, Stone Fist, Thunder Hammer.
Let's see.
Clubble used Thunder Hammer. Clubble has dealt 128 damage to Faux Angelish. Clubble's defense was decreased by one stage. Faux Angelish has been defeated. Clubble gained 1104 experience points.
Ooh.
Clubble now. Manaman Tamer Sangora is about to summon Philly Moss. Do you want to substitute your Manaman? Yes.
That's plant-based, I think. I think.
Cancel. Gubba line. Houndorf. What
go, yeah.
Houndorf? Sangora sent out a Philly Moss. Select an action for Houndorf. Faux Philly Moss.
Folimus.
Philly Moss is bipedal, a change from its prior form. Instead of its predecessor's fuzzy moss, this manaman looks like it has a sleek coat of grass covering its body. Its claws are twice as long as they previously were. Its body style is pretty lanky. Its face has no fur at all on it, but instead, is just a dark brown color. It will find a stick that it particularly likes and will carry it everywhere. Always having it in a position that is ready to strike.
A stick. What?
Select flea.
I need to look at my manapedia, see what manamon this is, because I never
choose
know.
Ice cutter. Ice. Houndorf used ice cutter. Hound Earth has dealt 36 damage to Fofoli Moss.
What?
Fofoli Moss used Pummel. The attack missed.
Ooh.
So choose a move. Hound Earth used Ice Cutter. Hound Earth has dealt 39 damage to Fofoli Moss. Fofoli Moss used Leaf Leverage. Hound Earth used Ice Cutter. Hound Earth has dealt 51 damage to Fofoli Moss. Moss has been defeated. Hound Earth gained 994 experience points. Manaman Tamer Sungora is about to summon Kangard. Do you want to substitute
Kangard.
Your Manaman?
Kangard.
Yes.
What do I have for Kangard? Wait. I'm reading. Fuck.
No. Yeah. So cancel. Goodbye line. What do you go? Goodbye
line. I'm gonna assume this will work. Hashtag.
Sungora sent out a Kangard. Folk Angered used Spirit Sight. Folk Angered seems to be having a vision. Sludge Guard. Toxic Tail.
Right.
Goodbye line used so. Toxic Tail. Goodbye line has dealt 54 damage to Folk Angered. Folk
well.
Angered used Spark Punch. Critical. Folk Angered has dealt 28 damage
okay,
to
Okay, well,
line.
It wasn't a one
Select,
hit,
choose
but,
a move. Toxic Tail. Goodbye line
working,
used
I guess.
Toxic Tail. Goodbye line has
oh my
dealt
God,
48
die?
Damage to Folk
Please?
Angered. Folk Angered used Rev Up.
Vroom.
Select, choose a move. Takedown. Visism. Poison Dart. Goodbye line used Poison Dart. Goodbye line has dealt 30 damage to Folk Angered. Folk Angered has been defeated. Goodbye line.
Ooh.
Goodbye line. Goodbye. Manaman Tamer Sungora is about to summon Lantlayer. Do you? Yes.
Yes,
Select
I do.
Kangard. Vipesla. Wolf Sire, Hound Orf, Gabalon, Cancel, Clubble. Go, Clubble. Sungora sent out a Lantlayer. Foe Lantlayer used Volcanic Storm.
Oh my god, stop it.
Foe Lantlayer has dealt 21 damage to Clubble. Select and tunnel. Clubble tunneled underground.
Wow.
Clubble suffered 5 trap damage from Volcanic
wow.
Storm. Foe Lantlayer used Beyond Bolt. The attack
nope.
missed. Clubble used Tunnel.
Clubble oh,
has
fuck.
Dealt 114 damage
well?
To Foe Lantlayer. Clubble has been scorched due to the ability Hot Blooded.
Clubble
suffered
fuck.
12 damage
fuck,
from its
fuck,
scorched
fuck,
body.
Clubble
suffered 5 trap damage from Volcanic Storm. Foe Lantlayer used Beyond Bolt.
I think he's gonna take Clubble down. Yep.
Has dealt 41
okay.
damage to Clubble. Clubble has been
I
defeated.
Kind of expected
Select
that.
The Kangard. Vipesla.
That's annoying.
Wolfsire.
But
go.
That's okay.
Wolfsire.
I
Charge Tackle. Fighting. Wolfsire
Whatever.
Used Charge Tackle. The move does not affect
Foe Lantlayer. Oh, fuck.
Foe Lantlayer used
oh.
Volcanic Storm.
Because, yeah, okay.
Foe Lantlayer has dealt 20 damage to Wolfsire. Wolf Sire suffered 6 trap damage from Volcanic Storm. Tactical Desecrate.
Fine.
Wolf Sire used Desecrate. Wolf Sire has dealt 72 damage to Foe Lantlayer. Foe Lantlayer has been defeated. Wolf Sire. Manaman Tamer Sungora is about to summon Serenet. Do you want to substitute your Manaman? Yes.
Excuse me, Skype. I did not. I thought I got rid of you.
No.
Okay, Sirenet.
Yes. Select Kangard. Clubble. Vipesla. What? Go, Vipesla. Sungora sent out a Sirenet. Foe Sirenet used Flood.
Oh, fuck.
Foe Sirenet has dealt 41 damage to
All right, let's talk
Vipesla.
About this.
Select an Foe Sirenet.
Sirenet.
This scaly manaman looks somewhat like a siren. Its body is rather mermaid-shaped, but it doesn't look much like a mermaid at all. It has a tail covered in black scales with maroon fins hanging from the bottom. Its body is small and almost frail-looking. Its torso and face are covered with the same black scales. It has tiny spikes of scales covering its head.
Okay.
In attack. Power surge. Hyper magnet. Vipesley used hyper magnet. Vipesley has dealt 57 damage to Fosarenet. Fosarenet used flood.
No!
Fosarenet has dealt 44 damage to Vipesley. Vipesley has 1 out of 86 in the item. Status. Herb. 18. Mighty. Max UP. Mighty herb. 14. Select.
Herb.
Vipesley swallowed the mighty herb.
Oh, Vipesley got that die.
Fosarenet used sing.
Oh my.
Vipesley has fallen asleep.
God, you're so annoying.
In status. Might. Full. Level. Mighty herb. Herb. Antidote. Antidote. Move. You. Vipesla. It won't have any effect.
Oh fuck, it's
select
not, I wanted to do.
Cancer.
Not antidote,
status.
Lord.
Scorch, paralysis, skilled, strong, healing, curing, revive, total cure, madam bo, max skill, smelling salts, 8.
That's what I want use.
Select the character.
Thank you.
Vipesla uses the smelling salts. Vipesla woke up. Fosarena used psychedelic spell. Fosarena
no.
dealt 22 damage to Vipesla. Shoot, power, iron tackle, sawtooth. Vipesley used Sawtooth. Vipesley has
what?
Dealt 19 damage to Fosarenet.
Oh, fuck.
Fosarenet
okay.
used Berserk Call.
Vipesley
has become Berserk. Vipesley is out of control. Vipesley used Power Surge.
Oh, good.
Vipesley has dealt 45 damage to Fosarenet.
Well,
Fosarenet has been defeated. Vipesley. Manaman Tamer Sungora is about to summon Humbavang. Do you want to substitute your Manaman? Yes. No.
Does it still no?
Sungora
no, I don't.
Sent out a Humbavang.
I want one.
Faux Humbavang used Magic Wave. Faux Humbavang has dealt 30 damage to Vipesla. Vipesla is out of control.
Come on.
Vipesla used Hyper Magnet. Vipesley has dealt 32 damage to Faux Humbavang. Faux Humbavang used Psychedelic Spell.
No, please don't kill me!
Faux Humbavang has dealt 63 damage to Vipesley.
Damn it.
Vipesley has been defeated. Select the Manaman to use. Clubble.
I'm cheating again. Not really. Yeah, that won't work. Fuck. Oh.
Kanger, Clubble, Ken, Vipesla, Wolfsire, Hound, Wolfsire, what do you want? Go, Wolfsire. Select an action.
Right, let's look at this thing.
Humbavang.
Humbavang resembles a lion with an eagle's head and wings. It retains its previous form's golden brown coloration and white feathers, but its wings have increased considerably in proportion to its body, and it has also grown a pair of sharp claws.
Okay, what level is this thing?
Second, Faux Humbavang is level 32.
Wow.
Select,
yeah, okay.
Flee, attack. Choose them, desecrate, shadow, tackle, charge tackle, shadow claw. Wolfsire used shadow claw. Wolfsire has dealt 54 damage to Faux Humbavang. Faux Humbavang used Amplify Voice. Faux Humbavang has dealt 20 damage to Wolfsire.
Wolfsire
used Shadow Claw.
So I might be backtracking for Faux.
Wolfsire has dealt 51 damage to Faux Humbavang. Faux Humbavang has been defeated. Wolfsire gained 10.
Yay! Wolfsire leveled.
Manaman Tamer Sungora defeated. Thanks. I appreciate you battling with me.
No
obtained problem. 624 gold. Thanks, Mariah. She said in a sleepy voice. That really meant something to me. Yawn. Good night. I stepped out of Sungora's room to speak with Mercilla. How much do you know about her? She asked in a whisper.
Okay.
Not much. I said. Is it, can it really be a concussion though that she's suffering from? Mercilla sighed, but said nothing. For a moment, I thought I would ask Mercilla what is really wrong with Sungora, but decided not to. Sungora would tell me if she wanted me to know. I spoke to Mercilla for some time, getting to know this seemingly saint of a woman.
She's not a saint. She's just a good person. Oh my god. I can't.
When the time came to leave, my eyes were once again focused on stadium key number 4. Mercilla's house.
Right. Fuck off. Alright, I need to go. Where's the church?
House.
Oh!
Hello, my name's Jerry, the Manaman breeder.
Hello, Jerry.
How can... More info.
More info, please.
Well, like I said, I'm a Manaman breeder. I have a collection of tons of Manaman. For the small fee of 5,000 gold, I can breed one of your Manaman and give you a level 1 version of it in its earliest transformation.
Cute.
This can be useful for many reasons. The first is completing your Manipedia. There are just some creatures you can't go and find in their first form now.
Truth.
But I can help you there. Another good reason to use my services might be if you have a really rare Manaman like a Greco Lavrog or Keydoodle and want to have more. You could probably convince someone to trade with you for one and get something you don't already got. And that's about it. How can I help you? More info. Cancel.
Alright, so I'm not... We might end up doing this. I don't know. We will see.
See ya.
Bye, Jerry.
4,780 gold.
Let me be real. Alright. You.
In order to transform Chlorodus into Sanctusel, you need to give it the Haunted Head when you level it up. This only works at level 30 onward.
Good.
My Manaman have been feeling very sick ever since I took them to train in the Dire Hills.
Is there anything
here? Item detector.
There's Jerry.
Item detector.
Okay, right, so let's go see about finding the church, because there is a certain something I hear that will be immensely helpful, and I want to get it. Let's go see if we can't find it.
Item detector.
Nothing in this little hidey hole over here. Unless you're gonna tell me that I can't get into the church until later, we're gonna fight. Like, we will actually have problems. Like, we will actually fight. Game.
Item detector.
There's that, okay. There's the Tangerian Embassy, which we'll talk about later. Seriously, if you're gonna tell me that we can't get into the church until, like, later, I'm going to have problems. Like, you can't tell me it's just gonna fucking appear. Like, that's kind of trash. Okay, there's the Manamon house. There's Jerry's house. Okay, game, we're actually gonna have problems. Don't tell me this. I'll give it one more loop around and see if I can't find something.
Item detector.
Maybe I'm just dumb. There's the embassy. Where the fuck is the damn church? Don't tell me we can't go to church. Look, church is important if you're into that.
Worship space.
I'm just a dumb. Alright, cool. So, this game is about to fight. Let's see if there's anything on these pews.
Several drawings of strange symbols can be
found on that pew.
Item detector. This bench is the most uncomfortable. Mariah found an UP boost. Mariah's. Oddly, this bench stands out because it is multicolored, whereas the other benches stick to just one solid color. This bench is white, black, brown. Does it hold spiritual significance to anyone? Item detector. The door is locked tight. You can't help but wonder what's behind it. Use the ancient crypt key to unlock the door, yes.
Oh, let's go.
Ancient crypt.
Do we find manamons in here?
Mariah found a life tonic. Mariah stored the life tonic in the item's pocket.
Not like that.
Item detector. A fair level 22 Zimbat attacked you. Go, Kangard.
Cute.
So, Kangard makes a break
for it.
She can
find me in here. Cool.
Mariah found a treasure chest key. Mariah's.
Oh. Hashtag here for it.
Item detector.
Whoa.
A fair level 22 Zombone attacked you.
Zombone.
Whoa.
Zombone looks like a small chipmunk holding a trombone carved from a dinosaur-sized bone. Its bones stick out, making it look incredibly thin even when it has had more than its fill of food. It has large cheeks which seem to always be packed with something.
Oh, it's a-
Go,
I Kangard. Know what this is. Okay.
Kangard makes a break
Whoa.
For it. Kangard escapes.
This is rad.
Item detector. Item detector. A fair luck go, Kangard. Flee. Kangard makes a break for it. Kangard escaped.
Some poking. I'm sure there are plenty of points in this crypt we haven't seen yet. Excuse me?
A fair level 21, Folkloritus has not yet
Chloritus.
Used a move.
Chloritus?
For all intents and purposes, Chloritus looks like an average tortoise, albeit white in color. Its shell is quite large and marked with glowing gold glyphs. Chloritus' neck is long and its golden eyes are set sleepily in its small head. Go, Kangard. Kangard makes a break
there
for
are some
it.
Of these
Kangard
that I've
escaped.
Never seen before. What? Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and
status,
use an encounter down.
Items. Flyer, 7.
Just
lightning
to...
Threat, Giganet. Ultra Giganet. Treasure chest key, 2. Ultra
oh,
encounter.
Good.
Super encounter down. So, use.
Could you
items.
Do good? Alright.
Item detector.
Because I know from hearing from peoples that there is a certain something that I'm going to want in here. And then I give we have a little bit of time to kill before I call it off, so
item detector.
Is it hiding, guys? Like
item detector.
Where is it? Oh, have I been down here?
Item detector. Item detector.
Is it in here, or is it just not? You're not gonna tell Post. I mean, there are some pretty bomb, like, just finding all this stuff, like this electronic and stuff is great, but
item detector.
How am I supposed to look for this? Where am I supposed to look for this ancient
item detector?
Or like, oh, maybe right here.
Mariah found a dark shroud.
Whoa.
Mariah stored the dark shroud in the equipment pocket.
It's a useful thing.
Item detector.
Oh, whoa. Excuse me?
This ice looks too dangerous. Britain Bird worship space.
Okay, maybe I can't. Alright. So, I mean, that stuff is great to find. Oh, and there's more stuff.
Mariah found a holy artifact.
Good.
Mariah found two Meganets.
What a
item
haul.
Detector. Super encounter.
Yes.
Item detector.
Alright, so I can't, I guess, get. Who are you?
Welcome. All persons of all faiths are allowed to worship the object of their devotion here at the Brittenburg Worship Space. Item detector. It is a vent. Cold air.
Yes.
Mariah found curing mist. Mariah. The bench appears to have been carefully and thoroughly cleaned by someone. Several drawings of strength.
Yep.
Item detector.
Okay. So, before we do one more thing.
Rittenberg beast.
I have one more thing I want to do. So. Remember that feller? He was like, I don't know what you want from me. This is where this is. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I have a treasure chest key, and I am. And this is one of two things I want. I've got two of them, so I want to go see what else is down in that tunnel. Actually, before I do, let's
Mikamo City, Brittenburg.
Go heal up.
Brittenburg.
And after we go find treasure, or the rest, we will call it a day. I think that'll be a good plan. All right.
Brittenburg
okay.
Central.
Let's go have a looky-loo.
Brittenburg North.
All right, so we go back up here. And do this. Is Thunder Prairie up here? Yes, it is. All right.
Thunder Prairie. Inventory. Items.
So there might
status,
be Manamon I catch out
salt,
here, but
items,
right now.
Daedalus, Flyer, 17, Camp, Lightning, Treasure Chest, Giganet, Ultra Encounter, Super Encounter, Use.
Oops.
Items.
Alright, cool. So.
The tree is visibly in. There are weird shapes. It's an ordinary. It's an Orden.
I can't remember where that one tree was. I should have marked it.
There are weird shapes. The tree is visibly in need. The tree is. There is an unusual. Would you like. Yes.
Cool. So, right away, we see this chest down here.
The chest. Use a trap. No. Yes.
And?
Mariah found 5 antique jewels.
Holy fuck.
Mariah stored the antique jewels in the item's pocket.
Jesus.
Pocket okay. Copter. Where would you like? Macama, Brittenburg West.
Antique jewels. Let's go see how much they sell for.
House.
Oh no. Okay, wait.
Brittenburg West.
Wait. Actually, no. No. It's not. I'm gonna. Can't get in the hotel. I am.
All
gonna
Manaman
stop
have
right
been completely
here.
Healed.
And with the haul of items we got, I'm going to call it a day. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to sound sad there. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. If you like what you see, subscribe to 44K Let's Plays, ring the bell for notifications so you know that when we post a new video or when we stream or when we do anything like that. If you want to follow us on Twitter, please do, or Facebook. We are 44K Let's Plays on social media, and we have a Discord too. And you should find that in the description of the channel. And I typically lurk on Discord. A couple other people lurk on Discord, so it's a fun place. We have an off-topic chat, we have a video chat, and like just for streams and whatnot. But, great place, great time, great people. And, so in the next part, we're going to be going to stadium number 4. One more thing. If you have any comments to make to us and you don't want to come on Discord, you don't want to message us on Facebook, you can email us at 44kletsplays@gmail.com. And as always, if you would like to support the stream and show a little love, we would not object. Streamlabs.com/44kletsplays is how you can do that. We won't push it, but any donation is extremely appreciated. So, with that, I am out of here, and I will see you guys in the next part.
Save game. Game save.